Agricultural information is made possible with support from the Archer Daniels Midland Company. ADM, resourceful by nature.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption to trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 7.95, unchanged on the open. At the Chicago Board of Trade, September wheat opened at 7.31, up 1 1/4 on the open. December, 7.51 down a half. March, 7.74 down 3/4. July, 7.98 down 3 3/4 on the open. September corn opened at 5.34, up 2 1/2 on the open. December, 5.52, up 3 1/2. March, 5.72 1/2, up 5 1/4. May, 5.83, up 3 3/4. July, 5.87, down 2. December, 5.85 1/2, up 1/2 on the open. November beans opened at 11.82, up 5 on the open. January, 12.01, up 7 1/4. March, 12.13, up 6 1/4. May, 12.20, up 4 1/2. July, 12.23, down 1 1/2. November, 11.70, up 1 3/4 on the open. September beans opened at 339.50, down 150 on the open. October 325, down 220. October soybean oil opened at 48.40, unchanged on the open. October live cattle opened at 102.95, unchanged on the open. September feeders at 111.25, up 12 1/2 on the open. October lean hog 69.60, up 17 1/2 on the open. And February bellies open at 86.05, down 5 on the open.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has offered farmers and ranchers a strategic consulting approach to manage both marketing opportunities and risks utilizing the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
Be sure to join us this evening for another one of our free AM 580 Agricultural Outlook panels. We'll be at the Champaign County Farm Bureau Auditorium at 7 o'clock. Our panelists for tonight's meeting include Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities out of New Market, Indiana, Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group out of West Bend, Wisconsin, Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, he's in Normal, Illinois, and Chuck Shelby of Risk Management Commodities at Lafayette, Indiana. An outstanding group of panelists to answer your agricultural marketing questions. Again, the meeting is free. No advance registration is required. Be sure to come on down and get your questions answered at the Champaign County Farm Bureau Auditorium this evening at 7 o'clock. Taking a look at Ed Kieser's two-state forecast. Today, he says in northwestern and west central Illinois, cloudy with rain and thunderstorms. Elsewhere in northern and central Illinois and in northwestern Indiana, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms arriving. In eastern and southern Indiana and in southern Illinois, partly to mostly sunny, with highs ranging from 58 in far northwestern Illinois to 87 in the far south. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
You'll be at the meeting tonight at the Champaign County Farm Bureau Auditorium. You and a styrofoam cup. And if you want details about the styrofoam cup, you need to come to the meeting.
Boy, that cup's that's something else. You got to be there to hear that story.
Oh, it's a good one, and all the participants will be there to talk about it. Let's jump into the markets and talk about those. Looks like it's been a rather flat, choppy affair thus far this morning.
Well, we've saw some activity overnight that gave some bullish momentum to the marketplace. Gray market did trade quite a bit higher, gave up some of those gains through the evening, but for the most part, the trade's kind of optimistic now that we're seeing a bailout of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and given some overall economic support, not only to our financial markets here in the U.S., but it's going to give some of these world holders of our debt a little financial ease of mind here with this backing. So we'll see how that develops. But to the wild card this week, or a couple wild cards, I should say, will be, of course, the hurricane as it enters the Gulf. What type of damage estimates are projected before and after the event? Then lastly, to the more fundamental event tied to the grain complex will be the supply-demand report, Dave.
And both of those arriving essentially on the same day, Friday. I believe we have the supply and demand in WASI reports, as well as I believe what meteorologist Ed Kieser was saying earlier this morning, the arrival of Ike into potentially the Gulf at this about the same time.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Last time around, the hurricane or tropical depression or storm was not as strong as expected. I know it did some major damage in some areas there, and my hat's off and the thoughts are with those people there, but we'll see what type of magnitude that storm comes ashore. Then not only when it comes ashore, where does it go as it goes up into the U.S.? Because we're still looking at some crops being out there that could be affected by it. Probably the initial crop that needs the most credit here and has been on fire here lately is the rice crop. Cotton, for example, is probably not far along to damage open bowls yet. But that thing would come up to the Midwest again and dump more water up here through the Midwest, which in turn would continue to add moisture to soil conditions, making it soupy or muddy. And we get big wind, this corn crop could go down in a hurry due to the shallow root system.
Any other impact other than the lodging issue with the, you mentioned the rice crop, does that also have impact on the corn or soybean crops?
Well, yeah, you know, we'll have to, it's probably going to be more localized, and that could be a concern. When you look at the supply-demand balance sheet, you know, you add a few bushels or subtract a few bushels, that can change that bottom line in a hurry. So the trade's going to be quite interested and quite enthused about getting timely news on what type of weather conditions we have here as we go into the weekend.
Are you a short-term and long-term bull these days in corn and beans?
I think we could go both sides here, sort of a two-sided trade. The short-term momentum is down, but as you look at the big picture in through here, we're looking for some support here on some lower prices with the idea that when you look at the big picture in through here, that these end users, buyers of actual physical cash grain, will come forward as we go into this fall to support prices as we go into early winter.
Well, last week, traders were in a mindset to sell rallies. Are they going to move to shortly to a trends mindset of buying dips? And if so, are the bottoms in getting close to the harvest here?
Well, we feel the corn lows are in. The beans, we'll see how those perform here this weekend here. From a raw fundamental point of view, the concern would be the corn supply-demand balance sheet could tighten up a little bit more in through here, so the urgency probably to get corn booked would probably be up and foremost. Secondly, on the soybean side of the equation there, the trade is putting in a little higher yield and a little higher production estimate than what they were looking at before, so the urgency to own beans might not quite be there right here at the moment. But the traders are going to get squared away going into the report here at the end of the week and try to get positioned on what the report will project there at 7:30.
And you believe post-harvest, excuse me, still that a rally up over $7 in corn is entirely possible?
Well, I don't know if we can go that fast that soon. I mean, we can go to 7, but the timing on it's a big question mark. I think you got to sort of stair-step it up. Looking at December futures, I think the goal or objective would be a move back to $6. Then we can go from there. A lot is going to depend on the investor confidence. If crude oil and these outside markets continue to slide in through here, it's going to be hard to see the market go much above that. But if all of a sudden crude oil runs to $200 a barrel, then we're going to be off to the races again.
Thank you much, Kurt.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Current tick, December wheat in Kansas City at 792, down 3. The Chicago Board of Trade, September at 731, up 1.25. December 749, down 2.5. September corn, 533.5 up to December 549.75 up 1.25 March 569.5 and that's up 2.25 May 577 down 2.25 September beans not trading the novies at 1188.25 up 11.25. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.